going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Would LeBron James get...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Full credit for a fifth ring. Welcome to the show. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, NBA playoffs kicking off tonight. Pearl, the Lakers are obviously going to be front and center because ever since the Luka trade, well, they're the Lakers, number one, but two, ever since that Luka trade, just everything has gotten ratcheted up. And LeBron truly has, a wingman, which he's always had. He had Anthony Davis. They won a title together. Anthony Davis was huge in that bubble title, but LeBron still gets the full credit. You're a big full credit, partial credit guy. This is a little more for you. Yeah, you won't give Peyton Manning credit for the second Super Bowl.
Oh, you give him credit for that?
Yeah,
I guess I am.
No, you are.
There's no partial credit. I give him no credit for that. He was just breathing for that.
Sure. So what do you think about a fifth title? If somehow LeBron, Luka, J.J. Redick, and company can pull off a pretty, it'd be an unreal run.
Yeah.
Do you think LeBron gets the air quotes full credit, or do you think we'll give more credit to Luka?
So I get 5,000 times more credit than Peyton Manning because he is, you know, he has almost MVP-like numbers. Manning had 9 touchdowns and 17 picks in the year 2015. He was one of the worst quarterback seasons we've seen in 20 years. LeBron is still a baller. Yeah. I will give you that. So it's much closer to full credit. I'm going to go on a spectrum here. But I don't think it's going to, this is just my opinion, move the needle on the Michael Jordan, LeBron James debate. Because I think he will be considered the B player on this team. And you know how Jordanites are. They'll say Michael was ever the B player. He wouldn't even dream of being the B player. I think to win a title, they need Luka to be the leading scorer. And that, in a funny way, could be used as an argument against LeBron.
Yeah, I totally see it differently. Yeah. Obviously, because you and I see LeBron's career just completely differently.
Well, in comparison to Jordan.
In comparison to Jordan. And I think that it would actually give a lot more fuel and ammo to the LeBron's, is number one in terms of the GOAT debate. Because at 40, to be playing at this all NBA level, you can't, the longevity aspect of LeBron's career, I think, becomes the biggest thing. Doing it over 2 decades, being, if he's not the one, he's the 1A. He's not a bus rider. This is not a guy who's glomming on to Luka's coattails to try to win a title, just like it wasn't with Anthony Davis. I think that LeBron gets more credit, pulls more people over to his side. Now, he doesn't have the Jordan 6, obviously, but to be able to be doing this at such a high level over, again, like 20 years to be winning a title at 40 when you're still the guy.
The longevity is she has a good personality of GOAT debates. Is Frank Gore better than Terrell Davis?
But Frank Gore was not the best player or second best player on his team.
Longevity
when he was 40.
Is not something that should be anything to do with these debates.
I do too.
In fact, longevity, because anybody could be longevity. I mean, that doesn't take any special skill to but just playing till you're 43. I mean, Vince Carter played till he was 43.
He was on the bench.
But I'm just saying, like, longevity should not be part of this. Who's the greatest player? The definition of greatest player is at their peak. Who's your greatest player? So this is, I just don't think longevity really helps him that much in this debate, to me.
Yeah, it's funny. I see it the exact opposite. So, if you want to go peak for peak, I bet even LeBron would tell you, well, maybe he wouldn't, I don't know, but Jordan at the peak, I will give you that. But if we're talking about greatest of all time,
right,
that's more than a season, 2 seasons, 5 seasons, 6 seasons, when you're talking about this super, super rarefied air. And I do think that the longevity comes in because you bring in Frank Gore. I think that's disrespecting LeBron. Like, or Vince Carter, who I know you love. You don't mean that as a disrespect. But Vince Carter coming off the bench, basically being a player coach. Udonis Haslam. This is not what we're talking about.
So
with LeBron.
Longevity and still being good.
He's playing 40 minutes a game and he's kicking ass.
But the word longevity does not imply that. I mean, that's different.
Well, we're also at a different part in sports a little bit now, where Tom Brady at 42 was still you're still able to be amazing in this day and age.
But I mean, you're
for these rare guys.
I just think and this is not even about LeBron and Jordan. You're sitting and having a GOAT debate with your friend. You're really getting into it. But what about longevity? Like, that's the lamest reason in a GOAT. Like, how about the fact that Michael Jordan could literally fly?
Well, have you LeBron ever thought about literally that? Flies, Pearl. Nah, those tomahawk dunks are They're legendary.
Good. Michael Jordan would go up in the air. People think that Michael Jordan was all personality. He reinvented the entire game by being more vertical than anyone we've ever seen. He did things that you couldn't even imagine. LeBron's just power. He's just he's the point guard version of Karl Malone with a lot of really good passing skills.
Well, that's also just like your flavor. I mean, if I was going to go to the Jordan debate, I think the bigger thing is actually the defense and winning Defensive Player of the Year and stuff like that that makes him more full, well-rounded.
Yeah, because you weren't a Sixers fan who watched him in the final 5 minutes of a game just torch you offensively. Trust me, the defense, you were not worried about his defense.
Well, and he would take the best defensive assignment in those last couple minutes of the game, too, even though Scotty obviously was...
Dikembe Mutombo, you're worried about his defense. Jordan, you're worried about him dunking on your center's head 8 times in a row.
I guess, like, where you see longevity as a dirty word, I see winning a title at 40 and still being a all-NBA level player at 40 as something where Jordan got left in the dust with that. Now, again, peak, you want to do that conversation? We can have that conversation. But you got to take the totality of someone's career, I think, when you're talking about GOAT. Because, you know, we're not talking about Jerry Rice at the end, you know, playing for the Seahawks. And we're not talking about, you know, Joe Namath in a Chargers uniform. This is not Patrick Ewing in Seattle Sonics uniform. This is not sad. This is not a weird hanging on ending here. It's not like, oh, gosh, we have to look away. Like we did with Jordan and the Wizards, by the way. And most people have just completely erased that out of their memory bank.
Jordan's prime right there.
Yeah. Right,
by the way, we'll probably get that LeBron year in about 3 years from now.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. But anyway.
But we're not there now. And we're talking about the playoffs now. And if he and Luka, if they win a title, he gets full credit for this fifth title.
But is he the best player on his team?
Let's see how the playoffs go. I mean, listen, Luka's 25. Of course he should be the best player on the team, but let's see how the finals go.
I mean, that's the crux of the argument. If he is, say, scores 24 points a game in the playoffs, I think he'll probably score a little more, but if Luka scores 35 and LeBron scores 24 and Luka wins the finals MVP, I don't know. I'm not sure it's going to move the needle as much as you. Like you said, pull people over to LeBron's side. One thing is people are really, really firmly set in their camps here.
Yeah, but I think the old line from that Jason Segel movie, I got 6 rings, Sean, that's the only argument I need. I think that...
Yeah, well, 5 rings is not going to help in that argument.
No, I understand, but I think that LeBron has actually redefined the argument because of just how good it still looks. You know? And I do think he would pull people over because that 6 rings argument, I don't think... holds anymore. First of all, the 6 ring argument, then you should be a Bill Russell person, right? You should be an 11 rings argument.
Well, if you're longevity, you should be a Kareem person.
And Kareem had 5. And so that would have been, you'd be potentially there with LeBron.
Yeah, there are people who think Kareem is better than LeBron.
Yeah, that, of course. Sure. You're going to have all your people. That's fine. But if we're talking about just Jordan versus LeBron and whether a 5th ring would help LeBron's sort of argument here, if you will, because it always feels like LeBron's got to be on the offense and Jordan's on the defense of this argument. I do think it pulls people because you're marveling. Like at this point with Michael Jordan, he was like, you know, 5 tequilas deep and 7 cigars. And, you know, he could have never maintained this because of his lifestyle is the other part, which I think people give LeBron a lot of credit for the dedication, just like we gave Brady a lot of credit for the dedication, the sacrifice, all that stuff.
Almost, I see it almost the opposite. Like, wow, LeBron had spent $1 million on the body. Jordan was at the casino smoking cigars, coming out and dropping 45 on your head. Give me that guy.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
I want my damn respect, too.
If LeBron and Luka can pull this off, and if they do win a title, whether this year or even next year, but let's talk about this year. Will LeBron get the full credit for the 5th title?
That, by the way, can we just emphasize, that's a huge if.
Huge if.
We got Jackson Hayes in between.
It's not just about size issue.
And by the way, I think some people are going to, I bet you a lot of people have not watched a lot of Lakers basketball this year, are going to tune in for the playoffs and be like, oh, yeah, LeBron is a little older. He does hang out the first 3 quarters of the game. It's a different. It's definitely a different LeBron too. I'm not sure everyone knows about that.
Well, let's see what the playoffs hold. 888-710-4ISN. Our pal Jay is in Nashville. Jay, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. First of all, Maggie,
what?
Quit poking the green and white bear that's sitting in the studio named EJ. It's not a good look.
What about Aaron Glenn and the Jets?
Yeah, stop that. And as far as Aaron Rodgers, home skillet, I'll say it again, you should have took the Jeopardy money. Now, as far yes. as the Jordan and LeBron argument, I'm not even getting into that anymore. That argument is played, and I hate to quote the jizz, but that argument is weak. Like clock radio speakers, man, like for real.
But what about a fifth title, Jay? It changes the argument, no?
No, it doesn't matter. They're different eras. That I wish people would get that. They're different eras, and you can't look at that argument. You got to look at that argument from a GM standpoint. If I'm a GM and my team sucks and I need this one player, I'm going to take LeBron because he facilitates and scores. He's not just a scorer. He's not just a ball hog type of dude, but he's not my favorite player out of Jordan and LeBron. Really, Kobe is my favorite player.
Interesting.
It's all about who's your favorite player. Now, as far as Deion and his son and them retiring the jersey,
just
read the tea leaves, y'all. Colorado does not have the money like the other schools. They're pulling out all the stops to keep Deion there. And remember, number two is Deion's college number at Florida State, which they should have retired it there. So they'll retire his number through his son here at Colorado, and then he's got an all-NFL coaching staff walking around the little city of Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
So they're trying everything to keep him there. Like, hey, let's do everything. Let's retire this jersey number. And that's smart. You know what I mean? Because you want to keep that there.
So you think this is pandering to Deion.
Brilliant.
But here's the thing.
Damn right it is.
But, Jay, here's the thing, though. You're saying Colorado has no money, and I understand that maybe they're not working with the same budget as Ohio State and Alabama and stuff, but Deion just signed a new contract, 5 years, $54 million. So that's over $10 million a year. That's
very modest buyout. Contract was nerve-wracking.
No, I get that, but it's still, like, the average is on par with what Kirby Smart is getting and what Dan Lanning is getting. They're all the high-level coaches are getting about $10 million a year.
I know, Maggie, but you know, it doesn't matter what the numbers you just said right now. A school like, look at the schools, some oil money schools down in Texas.
Right.
Have more. Look what they paid the dude that came out of Florida State.
Yeah, Jimbo.
And he didn't do shit. Look what they paid Jimbo. When I was down in Alabama, we was making fun of him every day.
Yeah, by the way,
every day. He didn't win a national title, though.
Florida State could come open. I mean, there's a lot of problems. I was nervous about that contract. It did read like, oh, crud.
So here's the thing, though, Jay, and it's a fair point if Colorado's trying to curry favor with Deion, and that's why Shador's number is getting retired. But what you and Perloff are saying is it doesn't matter anyway.
Wait, but
they could retire the jersey. He could leave tomorrow for a bigger school or the NBA. So why pander to him if it's not going to get you where you need to go, which is Deion staying at Colorado for sure?
Might as well try.
Because you're trying everything you can. You're pulling out. I mean, I will pull out all the set. I got Marshall Faulk and other people
Warren Sapp.
Walking around my city. Warren Sapp walking around my city. So I got who's the guy that came out of Georgia? And I was living in Atlanta. Champ Bailey. I got Champ Bailey walking around my city. You know what I mean? So I'm pulling out everything, man. I might have Colorado Secret Service like catering to this guy or whatever.
But can I just say?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Jay, and help me on this. Shador Sanders. He's on the Mount Rushmore of Colorado players. He's close. I mean,
he's close.
There are not a lot of great players out of that program at all.
Not a lot of great quarterbacks, even though I Colorado was my favorite team in high school.
Yeah.
Eric Bieniemy, you had Darian Hagan. That's the only quarterback I've seen that used to return punt, play quarterback and return punt. Yeah, Chad Brown coming out of there. All of them coming, Pritchard, all of them coming out of there. But
those guys are not Shador Sanders.
They're not, none of the quarterbacks are. Cordell is not even Shador Sanders.
No.
I mean, look how many yards per game Shador was putting up. You know, that was
Shador
unheard of.
Was okay, fantastic.
But that also could be different eras, you know, with the numbers. Be careful with that. And I guess, here's the thing, though. If I'm, looking at – I'm looking now at Colorado in front of me. So you're telling me, though, like, every person in school history who put up 10-win seasons – now should be able to have their jersey retired. Where's Rick Neuheisel getting in? Is he in some kind of Ring of Honor? I don't even know.
I mean, you don't have that many in Colorado.
I'm just
you could probably afford to do that.
Saying,
I don't know how much space there is.
Hold on, though. Answer this question. if his name was Shador Smith, would he have gotten the jersey retired?
No,
because of course not. He did.
Because they're trying to keep Deion. That's right. What I'm saying.
But yeah. But maybe
you're right,
Jay.
Thank you so much
for
the call.
In 10 years, I would think so. 9-4. I mean, listen, like if it's not Alabama, like a school that doesn't win titles, they're going to retire guys who are 9-4.
We keep saying that though, but yeah. I do want to put some respect on the program. I mean, there was like a 5-year stretch where they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 10-win seasons, 3 of them were 11-win seasons between 96 and 89. A lot of those guys don't have their numbers retired. Like, that. Like we can't – like I know Colorado, for the most part, has been bad. But there was the Bill McCartney era where they were a power.
And Bill was right before Rick Neuheisel. But that being said, I should have said Bill.
Shador was, I think, an incredible player there. I think you guys are underestimating. He took him from 1-11 – I think he was fantastic for them. And honestly, there aren't that many other great players. He could be close to the Mount Rushmore.
My question, though, is because I don't have an issue necessarily with him being retired, his number retired, but do you think there should be a pecking order when it comes to that kind of thing? Because I think some of the Colorado players feel like it's fine that he gets his number retired, but should these other guys also have the number retired?
And
should you wait on it is the only question.
I get Travis Hunter right away. You're in the glow of the Heisman.
Yeah.
You know, and that's totally fine. But
that's a great point. But Shador is just as important as Travis to that program. 100% in my mind. I mean, honestly, Travis was great, but Shador was winning games left and right with these crazy plays at the end of the game.
If it's just about who's important to the program, then I think to EJ's credit, what about Bill McCartney?
Right.
You know? And I don't know. Obviously, it's a coach, so you're not getting like a number retired. But I don't know if he's in a ring of honor.
Ring of honor or something.
Quickly, Andy is in Pittsburgh. Want to get back to Aaron Rodgers told a great story on McAfee yesterday. We're not exactly sure how much of it is true. But he told a story about having a very contentious meeting with Aaron Glenn, the new coach of the New York Jets.
What?
And Glenn basically said, thanks, but no thanks after about 15 minutes. What's up, Andy?
Hey, I'm Claude Aaron Glenn for this. I would buy if I was walking down the street and I saw him, I would buy him a beer or his lunch or whatever. I'd call him big time. And I could give you two examples of this in the past. One here in Pittsburgh, Jim Leland took Barry Bonds in his place. I'm the manager of this team, and that's basically what you do when you're in charge. I don't care if you're the big star quarterback like Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. You go by the same rules, whether you're the bench warmer or the star quarterback. I applaud Aaron Glenn for that.
Yeah, I guess here's the thing, though, Andy. I understand that Aaron Glenn is coming out looking awesome here to people who don't like Rodgers and for the Jets fans and all that stuff. My question is, why do you handle it this way? You're not planning on coaching him. You're not coaching him. You've never coached him for one second. You guys are both, you know, Aaron Glenn's a former player in the league. Rodgers is a four-time MVP. They have no history. There's no scar tissue here. That's other people's burden and cross to bear with Rodgers, not Glenn's. So why treat him like a jerk? That's my point.
How would you have handled it if you were Aaron Glenn? Just sort of sat there for an hour and a half and talked to him?
No, I don't think I would have brought him in, because I think you do the face-to-face when you want to smooth the blow, and I don't think they ever wanted to smooth over anything.
I'd like to see how this exchange went down.
Oh, me too.
Did Rodgers half invite himself, or did the Jets fully invite him? I was wondering that too, because Rodgers invited himself to Pittsburgh. We know that.
Now we're asking the right questions, Pearl.
And then he said, and then I said, and then he said. Rodgers is so good telling the story when he makes himself out to have the ultimate mic drop moment.
I said, you don't know me.
But yeah, I mean, Aaron Glenn, this Rodgers thing is, to his credit, like, this is going to be totally irrelevant to Aaron Glenn moving forward. He's solely going to be judged on wins and losses here in New York.
I have a question, though. What happens if he ingratiated himself to this locker room, though? Is that not a plus? Because we keep saying, why would he do this, or what benefit does he have to it? Well, he may have the benefit that the locker room that he's going to now coach feels a way about how Aaron Rodgers treated people. I have no idea. I don't know how Aaron Rodgers treated people. But that could be the question is, he can go in there and say, oh, wow, I'm talking to a lot of people. And people say Aaron Rodgers was an absolute terror. You know what? Let me show who's
these
boss
guys
around here. And then when he goes back into that locker room, they can say, you know what? Good job. Good job, guy. Good job for, like, sticking up for us.
See, Quinnen Williams is not one of those guys, because right after they released Rodgers, he took to social media and said this is a mistake. And he's one of the highest paid players, and I think one of the respected players. Now, Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver, who Rodgers was throwing more to Davante Adams than him, I'm sure he's pleased. So I don't think it was so much of let me win these guys over. I think because he's in the Parcells vein, I think this was a message to the team. I'm going to treat like no one's getting preferential treatment. I don't know if it's so much like...
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think it was more, I'm a no-nonsense hard ass, and I'm going to show you because here's how I'm going to treat Aaron Rodgers.
I think Rodgers will be gone. Like, I don't think he's going to be a distant memory really quickly. Favre, that didn't last at all. He came, he went, nobody cared. I think Aaron Glenn's starting over, and there are a lot of young guys there. I don't think you're going to remember Aaron Rodgers in 2 years, to be totally honest. I don't think he made that big of an impact.
Maybe not. And again, there's a lot of people who've come and gone with the Jets. It's been very transient there as far as players. And if you're just getting caught up on what we're talking about, Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee's show yesterday and was talking about a 15-minute meeting he had with Aaron Glenn that just did not go well. Aaron Glenn said, "Do you want to play football or not?" Rodgers said, "I'm interested." And Glenn said, basically, "I don't want you undermining. Like, I don't want to be in the front of the team talking and people are looking at you to take their cues," right?
Which is, there's logic there.
But that'd be any veteran quarterback.
Yeah,
that might be Kirk Cousins, too, if you had brought it.
No. I think Aaron Rodgers gets a lot more attention. That's okay, like having Tom Brady in the building.
He's earned it.
Well, even if he's earned it or not, like if you're a first-time coach, I totally get it. Like, you don't want Aaron Rodgers sitting in the room. He's right. And if I'm a player, I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers. I don't know who Aaron Glenn. If I'm an offensive player, you are not listening to Aaron Glenn if Aaron Rodgers is in the room. They're about the same age, too.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Okay, so we got a lot for you. Covered a lot of ground there. Here are some questions for you. LeBron James getting full credit if he wins a fifth title, or is this going to be remembered more as Luka's title? And does it close the gap at all between him and Jordan? Okay, also, should Shedeur Sanders be having his jersey retired before Cordell Stewart? Deion says this is only because people are only mad about it because of his last name. It's like, no, I think people realize that if his name last name wasn't Sanders, he wouldn't be getting the jersey retired.
Well, I mean, this soon, right? Like, you're saying never?
I don't think ever, no. Maybe a wider lens on this. If you are in college and you haven't won the Heisman or a national championship, should you have your jersey retired?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're at a school that doesn't produce Heisman winners or national championships, yes. Otherwise, you're never going to. So you're saying most schools should never retire jerseys?
I don't know.
I don't know, like.
But Colorado's not William and Mary. Colorado's not UMass. Like, in theory, they could be competing.
Drake May have his number retired at North Carolina?
I mean, come on, give me a better example. Drake May did. North Carolina is terrible. They're worse than, and he didn't win nearly as much. Did they go 9-4 from a 1-11? Did Georgia improve that program by 200% every year? What did Drake May do?
He took first year they won one more game than the previous year. So let's not act like first year was not.
No, they went from 1-11 to
four. Sorry, four. Yeah. Four, so three yeah. wins. 4-1-4. It's not.
That's
like,
I think he's a miracle worker. One to nine in 2 years. That's amazing. What did Drake May do? He took Sam Howell's team and kept it afloat.
888-710.
Yeah, they were 6-7 the year before he started. They went 9-5 the next year, and then they won 8 games last year.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So what do you think about that? All out there for you. This one was a little bittersweet yesterday. We got a little interesting news. We'll get to that next. It's M&P.
Hey, LeBron, we're pulling for your groin.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales event is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Sorry, we are very busy crunching numbers, analytics. NBA playoff prediction time, Maggie. Are you, I hope you're not allergic to chalk because I'm about to go heavy chalk.
I did that for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
too,
I did go chalk enough, it turned out, because that was the chalkiest of all chalk tournaments. I had Florida and Duke did okay, but I find it hard as we're going to get into the NBA playoffs. It kind of feels like the front runners are pretty far out front. So it's tough. It's tough.
That's why the NHL playoffs are better than the NBA.
Yeah, the NHL,
playoffs.
You have no idea.
No, you don't. And I think with the NBA, it's so rare that you get these massive upsets. Like, we remember, you know, just how huge they all were. You know, the Knicks back in the day, obviously the Warriors over the Dallas Mavericks and the We Believe Warriors.
Remember when the Nuggets knocked out, Dikembe Mutombo knocked out the Sonics at 1-8?
But that was also three games. That was best of five.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard.
That's can't even do it anymore because it's best of seven.
That's the difference between the NCAA tournament and the NBA playoffs. That best of seven usually makes a better team win. But then again, we haven't had a repeat champion in, what, 7 years, 6 years? So there is a lot of new. It's hard. You know, I didn't necessarily think the Celtics were going to kill everybody last year. So who knows? But I'm going chalk. I'm just going to warn you right now as you prepare your picks.
Okay. Well, I'm not, but I'd be wise to. I just want to make it more fun for myself.
okay. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get good odds on the teams I'm picking, so that makes sense.
Let's go to our pal Sean, who's in Oregon. Sean, good morning. Do you have a thought on whether Shedeur Sanders should have his number retired by Colorado?
Yeah, I love your debate seat this morning, you guys. And I do. I want to say that, you know, Cordell Stewart, you know, his coach wasn't his father, his campaign manager. And I feel that this whole year has been like a campaign manager. And it's been a whole rally to get these guys. He's been lobbying all season long for his son and Travis Hunter. And that's how I feel. And then I want to jump over real quick to LeBron, you guys. And I'll always make a case that LeBron's a better player. When he came into the league and I had that Sports Illustrated that said he was the chosen one, I didn't like that too much. And nobody likes anybody coming out and saying they're the best. When anybody says they're the best, they're going to have to show me.
He didn't say it. The magazine said it.
The magazine said it, but, I mean, he's pretty much said it his whole life also. He's not afraid to say he's the best, and I kind of like that. I kind of like his brashness and stuff, but, you know, he's done this, you guys. You know, he's been in 10 finals. You know, he's the best player coming in the league, unlike Jordan. Jordan wasn't the best player. He's the third player picked. And going out of the league, he's the best player. And he's not going to wither away like Jordan shooting 28% and 30% in his games. You know, I watched LBJ this year. He's the best player on the, like, when anything goes down and anybody needs help, LeBron is there.
Yeah.
Look how many times he scored 40 points this year. I watched him score 40 points in Portland this year. This is just a serious thing, you guys. And look at his coach. You know, look at Phil Jackson, the Zen master. You know, he's the guy that helped win championships for Kobe and Michael Jordan. Those guys never sniffed a championship before or after that. They play a lot of basketball, you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep talking about LeBron's IQ and how he's one of the smartest people in basketball and how he's practically done this by himself, and he's not done. You watch when he goes away. It's not going to be like Michael Jordan when he was over there with the Bobcats and drafting guys like who's that guy?
Tyler Hansbrough and Sean May.
Oh, man, terrible
guy. Was it Hansbrough? No, Sean May, definitely. Yeah. You know, here's the thing, though, Sean, and these are the things that people who believe that that LeBron is the GOAT, those are the types of arguments they use. I think they are very convincing, and I think a fifth title at 40, which he would get full credit for, in my opinion, even with Luka on the team, I think would just even add more fuel. Like, you know, you say longevity kind of sounds like a dirty word sometimes in sports because you think compiler. That's not what LeBron's doing. Now, however, could LeBron be a terrible owner after he's done playing basketball? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think he's going to go more the podcast route. That seems to be his jam. But the thing about what if he loses in this playoffs? Can he denigrate his legacy?
No, I think people will give the Lakers a pass, though. I do, just because, well, if he plays terribly or something, then sure, but...
Which he won't, but
I think that if he and Luka, they'd say, well, you know, Luka just got there. Luka was kind of out of it for the first, like, 2 weeks after that trade. Like, I think his, first of all, he was hurt when they got traded.
Are you generating excuses here? Is that what's happening? Is that what the, I mean, because I know the LeBron camp is an expertise in that area.
I guess I would just say, wouldn't they say, maybe it's an excuse, like, we only had half season to gel with each other.
Ah, okay. Yep.
Would that be an excuse or that just be a reason?
That's actually, it's a reality.
Maybe.
I think, you know, my concern with the Lakers, I know they play really great defense under J.J. Redick. I get offensively they're as good as anybody. Can they really defend these big, tall teams in the West? Like, what if they face, I know, starting with Minnesota and then Denver, do they, you know, because LeBron and Luka and Rui and these guys are all good offensive players. They don't feel like they're built like a championship team to me. It's going to have to be LeBron and Luka put them on their back. And that's a hard formula. This would be a really impressive title. Duh. It'd be hard. Like, this is not going to be an easy task for those guys.
Bogus is here with headlines. A lot going on today, dude.
Is there? I'm struggling to find content. We'll start with this. It's definitely a unique situation.
What, Maggie, write your updates next month.
What's set up?
We're brimming
with news.
No, I mean, I got lowering the bar. Yeah, I like it.
I got some things, just not a lot. It's the Yankees lending their minor league stadium in Tampa to the Rays since the Trop remains unusable. So Aaron Boone had to manage from the visitors' dugout last night.
I don't like my view from the dugout, my spot. Kind of sucks, actually.
He doesn't like his seat. Does he work here? It wasn't all bad, though, for Booney.
It was a great environment. I mean, obviously a ton of Yankee fans, so it felt, you know, noisy and exciting, especially when we were coming back and building a little bit.
His team was down 3-1, but won this game 6-3, dropping the Rays to 3 games under .500.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
The Royal losing streak hit 4 with a 6-1 defeat in Detroit, and the Mets down the Cardinals last night 4-1 to snap a 2-game skid. The Rockies, meanwhile, fired hitting coach Hensley Mullins and replaced him with former manager Clint Hurdle. Colorado's hitting .220 during a 3-15 start. How bad is that? Well, the Rockies are 8.5 games behind 4th place in the NL West.
Fun fact about Hensley Mullins, though, he can speak 5 languages. That's cool.
8.5?
They're in last place.
That's
they're
amazing.
8.5 games out of 4th.
It's well, also, April 18th,
what's
man.
Their payroll?
Yeah.
$20,000.
You know,
as much as a Chevy Malibu.
They're the
paying people in Chevy Malibus.
Yeah. I heard a rumor that to get some fans to the stadium, they're going to retire Shador Sanders' number there.
Hey.
Deion's from Fort Myers, not far.
Can Deion play baseball for the Rockies?
Yeah, one of them could. Put him at second base. Let's go. We still don't expect Damian Lillard to play tomorrow's playoff opener in Indiana, but the Bucks guard has been cleared to return from a blood clot in his leg.
That's
Lillard
wild.
No longer on medication. The team only saying for now that he will increase his on-court activity.
Where's Wemby, man?
And, well, he's already had surgery. So he's, but so he, like he's had a bigger issue to.
Oh,
I guess
I didn't know he had surgery.
Yeah,
he
went back to France, had surgery.
Oh,
he had the surgery in France or here?
We
pretty sure it was in France.
They flew him to France with that issue, with that medical issue. Seems dangerous.
And he's recovering in France. I can understand that.
I felt like Maggie was questioning the French healthcare system.
I know. No, for a second, I was like something other than America. No,
if he's going to Germany, though, that's fine.
I take their healthcare system in a second over what we have here.
I mean, I don't know. I've never.
Oh, I don't know about that, dude.
I don't know about
Europe yeah. over U.S. every day of the week. Anyway,
I don't know.
I think a lot of Europeans fly here, but the best doctors are here.
That's what
Germany.
I always thought. Not to be so, America, like we're the best everything, but I always thought that our medical was always.
Oh, we got great sports doctors. I mean, Dr. James Andrew trained a lot of people. Germany's good. Yeah, Dr. Rock Positano, Neil Eletrosh. Oh. You think France got their own Neil Eletrosh? Neil Eletrosh.
Maybe he's from there.
I think Neil Eletrosh might actually be French.
No, I don't think so.
One of my best friends lives in London, and the one thing that she says is a bummer is you can't get an appointment easily, which can sometimes happen here too. I'm not saying it doesn't, but you like have a cold or the flu or something that's not like totally urgent. She can't get an appointment for 2 weeks, 3 weeks sometimes for even a sprained ankle, stuff like that.
It's very different. The one thing here, by the way, I'm not getting political at all, but we got an emergency room bill the other day.
Oh, you guys had to go to the emergency room?
Yeah, my daughter got an earring stuck in it. It's totally fine. Got stuck in her ear. It sometimes earrings, I guess, go into your skin. So they had to dig it out with tweezers. Could have been done. We went to urgent care. Could have been done in 5 minutes. $14,000 bill for a 15-minute appointment.
Well, and you would submit that to your insurance.
And that's why I'm going to Europe.
Right. But here's
you submit
the thing.
It to your insurance, apparently you're not actually paying $14,000.
No, this is the game. And then they submit it to the insurance. Right. The hospital knew, and then they settled with the insurance for some completely other number. But I was like,
It's eye-popping.
It is a weird system. It's a very weird system.
We definitely had a situation like that once in my personal life. It's not my medical thing, so I don't want to say what it was. But the doctor told us, hey, I'm one of those doctors, I don't take insurance, so go in through the emergency room.
Ah.
And that's how you skirt this thing. He was absolutely right.
This system is very complicated.
It's messed up.
I mean, listen, that's obvious. You're getting into politics with that, but I was shocked. $14,000 for 15 minutes. Basically, my daughter cried the whole time. I cried a little bit. But they just put tweezers in there. She put a little Novocaine shot in, put the tweezers, boom, we're done.
I still don't understand exactly what you're talking about.
So you have an earring, right?
Yes, I do.
So it got stuck.
That's our confusion.
Right. It got, it went into the skin. So
in the back, like towards my brain.
No, like in the lobe. Like it wasn't, it was basically went into her ear.
Oh.
It happens. They said it happens all the time.
Like so
it,
she kind of missed putting it through the earring hole.
It was a little ball and it sunk into the hole.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
okay.
Now I get it.
Yeah,
and
now
just
I
like,
get it.
Like there was an earring when she went to bed at night and then you couldn't see it in the morning because it was inside the earlobe.
Ooh.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry about
that.
Well,
I don't know. It wasn't a big deal.
No, but I guess she was crying. That probably was painful.
That sounds incredibly painful.
To get it out was kind of painful, but not that bad. Guys, I mean.
Can I take something to a really different direction right now? Because now, you're not going to like where I'm going with this.
I also have no news, so take a look at time here.
I got something that's weird, and I wonder if you guys. Dynamite update. I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys where,
probably
you know,
not.
Some people sometimes get piercings in very intimate places, right? Like
sure.
We all.
Yeah. I'm here for this topic.
I'm listening.
Wait,
hold on.
By the way,
I got the dump button ready.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Perloff's daughters are now on this conversation. This is no longer about Perloff's daughters. This is me taking the conversation in a different way. So people have intimate piercings sometimes, right? But you're not really supposed to know about it. So how about this? I have a friend who's been married to her husband for a long time. And so like a decade.
You just lost Manny, but go ahead.
So she finally, I don't know if it's admitted, come clean. We weren't asking, but it kind of dropped in conversation that he's got a piercing.
Okay.
South of the border.
Oh, I mean, there's a name for it, right? There's a radio safe name for that.
Oh, I don't know.
Prince
name.
Albert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's called a Prince Albert.
I think so. Canada?
So this is like they've been married now for 10 years. Like I know this guy very well. It's one of my very good friends' husbands.
Really?
And it's weird to now know that.
Yeah, it sounds like HBO Real Sex. Like are they swingers?
They're not as far as I know. They don't have I don't want to start
they
doing
go to
too many
nude beaches and things
they
like that.
They don't have any kids, so it's not like that would matter
swingers.
Anyway. But
that
anyway,
is swingers.
Yeah.
This is it's just funny now to learn something cuz I it's not that I'm not judging him at all. I just look at him a little different. Yeah. Like,
wait, why
really?
Did you tell you that?
I don't know.
Well,
it was a secret forever, but apparently they don't care.
Why did it take so long? Wouldn't that get in the group text like almost immediately?
That's a great question.
Mm. Like, I'm assuming that's not a regular occurrence. So the first time you come across,
like
they're
first
like,
date,
girls,
like,
guess what?
Guess what? Mm-hmm. I went out with this guy and oh my God.
Right.
Funny. So we were all very surprised by it.
Can I ask some other questions? Do they have garden gnomes in their front yard?
pineapples too are a big giveaway.
Yeah, red Adirondack chair.
Are they from Colorado?
Yeah.
And yes. Do they like the green stuff?
Are there pink flamingos?
Pete emailed these questions to me, by the way.
Well, this is where Perloff told us, you said who it was, right? Case
Keenum
was a backup quarterback in Denver. Yeah. Oh, he was the starter, I'm sorry.
Very much a starter. They paid him a ton of money, and he was driving around to the practice facility. He's like, oh, yeah, see that red mailbox? Apparently we're in the swinger capital of America, Denver. I'm like, what? I was like, Denver? I know they smoke a lot here, but
that's the problem.
Anyway, found out, I don't know if you've ever found out something about your friend's significant other that kind of made you look at them differently in a way that's kind of harmless. It's not like, oh, he had a secret family or something like that.
That's not harmless. I'm out on this couple immediately. In fact, I don't care how long I've been friends with her. That's weird to me.
By the way, the answer to Bogus' question is the obvious reason why she didn't tell you. Because y'all have said this is a red flag. Get rid of this guy.
So this is no, they're married.
This is something you hold on to. No, Bogus said, why would you
dating.
Say this earlier?
Right.
Oh, like, so he's had it forever.
Yeah,
we found out 10 years into their marriage.
A new thing. So,
oh, he had it before the marriage.
Wow. I think so.
Why didn't he take it out? He's already married. What's the point? What's he cheating
on? I
don't
know.
This
isn't my world, but I'm just saying it was an interesting thing to find out about somebody.
Is that...
Like, we've all been on vacation together.
I'll be ignorant. Is that a pleasure-increasing thing? Is that why you do that? And that's why you would still leave it in?
I don't know.
Because it still has use? You just have to
try
it out.
Do the math here.
I don't know either. I mean, listen.
Tell you what, if any of my female friends were to ask me about that, I'd say, yeah, run away from that guy.
He's honestly, though, he's a great dude. 888-710-4ISON.
Does he have a ponytail?
He does not.
Soul patch?
Yeah,
he's a Ferrari.
He's definitely got long
he's
hair.
He's got a Cybertruck.
He definitely got long hair.
Does he look like Cybertruck?
He wants a Cybertruck.
Does he look like Jackie Earl Haley in the movie Semi-Pro? Does he wear a bandana? Like, I picture this guy. He definitely incense in this house. There's no doubt about it.
How many shirt buttons are undone normally?
I am not commenting anymore about anything.
Do you guys remember? Have you ever seen the movie High Fidelity? Remember the Tim Robbins character?
Yes.
That's this dude.
It's not. You would if I put all my friends' husband in a lineup, you wouldn't guess it was him.
Dude's got his you know what pierce. He's a weirdo.
You would not know it. He's not. He's a very nice person. That's why we were shocked.
We would
if
know.
Penix
in a second.
Looks really good.
There's no way that's the only.
We would I know, promise you.
Prepare the lineup for Monday. We will know in 2 seconds. Yes, we will be all able right. to tell.
Let me get I'll get all their photos off of Facebook.
Speaking of photos, we got to get to a photo that was sent to us yesterday by one David Marinick.
Oh, right. Yes. Thank you, EJ. Dynamite executive producing there. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, we got some bittersweet news yesterday. We'll bring that to you next. I think you got to give him a D.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show.
Is this getting your freak on?
Yeah. We're going to have a hard time getting back on course after Maggie Gray announced in her last segment that she has a friend. She found out her husband has a certain part of his anatomy.
My pierced. Friend's husband. Let's make this very clear. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Maggie's husband does not have that area. I just want to make that clear. As far as I know.
But we found out like 8 years into their marriage. Like they've been married for a really long time. And she kind of dropped it sort of like a casual conversation on a girl's trip. And we're just like, what?
If I found out, I'm honestly like, I don't care how long we've been friends. We're done. I just can't
end a friendship. I can't over this? Be
friends.
That's crazy.
I can't be friends with somebody who has that.
It's not her. It's him.
Yeah, I know. It's just too much. It's too much.
Too much.
I can. I mean, listen. If a woman did it, I could be fine with it. But a man, it's just too weird. I don't know.
It's a double standard, Perloff.
It's seriously. Totally a double standard. I'm not thrilled with it on women either. I find it super gross.
Now you're just being judgy.
I love that you're talking about it as if you're just like surrounded by them. Yeah.
They're closing in on you. Soak a couple of the balls. It's not that, by the way. Also. We all know what I'm talking about here.
I actually had no idea.
I do.
Apparently, yeah, I had no idea.
Everyone did except for you.
Yeah. Nope, didn't know. But even then, okay, bogus. You know the logistics of how this works, what it looks like?
I mean, I can't do the procedure, but I knew where the general piercing was, yeah.
Really? I've never seen that.
I mean, I haven't seen it in person either. I just know that it's a thing.
I've been in many male locker rooms, and certainly nobody is doing that.
I think it's rare, which is why we were really shocked. Not just that, but also because I guess I don't know who I think has this. You know, maybe someone who's like in the porn industry or something like that as a novelty.
I don't think
I've seen that. Not a mild-mannered my friend's husband.
Tattoos? Any other body?
Nope.
Wow.
Let's stay hard. How do you have all these drops, man?
Why do you keep saying those things, Maggie? I know. How many piercings do you have?
You see, right? My one penis is going to be inserted.
Okay, I will be honest.
I blame the Falcons for that.
I will be honest, though. If you're at a bar and a woman has her tongue pierced, that is of interest. And I know Manny knows what I'm talking about.
Manny just gave a big thumbs up. You haven't smiled that big in months.
That is not a turnoff for most men.
That grin makes me uncomfortable back here. Yeah. Right now.
I knew. I was actually looking at Manny. I'm just
EJ
picturing.
EJ could be further away.
100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, if you're at a bar and a woman has her tongue pierced, you're talking to that woman.
All right, so my wife had her tongue pierced, but she's an adult now, so she doesn't have any more. The fact that this guy still has this.
Whoa.
Is
your wife?
Something.
I bet your wife.
Yeah?
She had her tongue pierced?
Yeah.
It's pretty rock and roll.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah, she's way cooler than me.
So is my wife.
She has no business being married to me.
You've always said that.
Yeah, he always says this.
Yeah, you just dropped that line like, of course my wife had her tongue pierced.
This I said it's just gone. Of course it's gone.
A huge revelation.
Yeah. By the way, that feels like a 90s thing. Are people still doing that? Just thinking about that, I'll wet my pants.
We don't even need the actual Maggie anymore.
I think people still, piercings are bigger than ever. My daughter, all her friends are now getting
the tongue still? Tongue
everything,
piercing?
Everything, nose, tongue, belly button. Mm. It's piercings are back, or actually, yeah, I think piercings are hot right now. And like, yeah, sorry, Manny.
Another thumbs up.
Three thumbs up this time.
Manny, do you have this? Have you had this procedure done?
I have no piercings, none at all.
Just lion tattoos.
Just tattoos.
Tell you what, it is shocking when you find this out about a person. Okay.
I'm not even asking EJ. I just tell by his reaction that he has nothing to do with any of this.
Up next, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, great.
Definitely. Yes.